Hi, thanks for joining me for Spiritual Experiences, Case 5. This one is a little different from the others because it involves solving a problem using a new approach to prayer that was basically developed on the fly. It involves a higher level of abstraction of spiritual thinking that I had not really encountered before. I believe it was my first introduction to what I have since called infinite spiritual thinking. I think a prerequisite to understanding the following experience might be to have had some success in demonstrating the power of spiritual prayer, and to have a good comfort level with thinking about infinity as a name for the infinite God principle that we commonly call God. This experience involved finding the solution to a problem at my job, where I had to recommend options for the deployment of some manufacturing machinery at several overseas factories after I'd come back from a week's data gathering trip to Europe. I need to find the best placement of equipment, accounting for the various different market forecasts, labor rates, capacities, and so forth. Getting to work, I sat down at my desk in my temporary windowless office on the 49th floor of the Prudential Tower in Boston, where I was on a special assignment. It didn't take long for me to discover that the required quantitative analysis was way over my head. It seemed very complicated, and I didn't even know where to start. So I started to pray about it to clear my head. As I prayed, the thing that came to me was to pray about confusion. At the time, I'd been devoting about an hour and a half a day to praying in the public practice of Christian Science, so I was not uncertain about the approach. I probably started my prayers about this work problem by establishing a sense of the power and presence of God, and then praying to know there is no confusion in God. The divine mind is not confused, but knows and understands all things clearly. And I possess that knowing and clarity by reflection. There's no evil or error or limitation to talk me out of my clear, calm, orderly, harmonious spiritual knowing, and so forth. In fact, I was pretty clear about the spiritual truth that there's no confusion in the divine mind, nor in mine. However, in going over that approach to handle confusion, that is, to make nothing of it, it didn't seem like I was getting any traction. A few years before, I had recorded on a cassette tape the 1941 Christian Science Journal article, "Being is Unfoldment," by Mary Sands Lee, and I'd been listening to it during my daily commutes. I just about memorized it. In this article, she writes that unfolding infinity is the whole of being. The article is all about infinity, using it as a name for God, and it had really resonated with me. Now, in this case, my meditations on infinity inspired an intuitive reluctance to just use denials to handle this problem. In that moment, such denials seemed almost an affront to infinity, which is all-inclusive and has no opposites. As a result of my evolving comfort level with thinking about infinity as a name for God, I was led to reach for a more inclusive frame of mind that would more aptly honor the spiritual idea of infinity. I looked up confusion in the dictionary. It's made up of con, which means with, and fusion, a coming together into one. So I wondered, is there any such thing as infinite confusion? I prayed, "Dear infinite love, be my only sense of confusion." That way of confusion was nothing to infinite love. It would be nothing to me. But if it had some meaning to infinite love, then I would find that out too. So I listened to this idea. I am the infinite confusion of infinite love. What does that mean? When I lifted my thought to God in those words, I got a glimmer, a wisp, of an infinite spiritual confusion. The infinite confusion of infinite love. I sensed that infinite confusion was everything coming together in oneness. It was a fusing into one, as if a coming together of angel ideas in the spectacular wholeness of being. This coming together resulted in a whole, clear, coherent one. I understood the sublimity of this divine confusion of angels. It was a new, dare I say, higher way of spiritual thinking, a higher level of spiritual abstraction that turned what had been a human negative into a divine positive. Confusion had ceased to be a negative. It was seen in a wisp of spiritual perception as an infinite idea of the convergence of angels in oneness. I was delighted with this discovery, and my mental problem went away. Pretty soon I was puttering at my desk as if a child playing with scissors and cardboard, with no conscious sense of focus or intention, not quite in a daydream. After a bit, I started to notice that my playing was producing something. I had cut up some pieces of cardstock and rotated one of them and cut them like piano keys and stapled them together. I could see a solution taking shape. I put some finishing touches on it, added some labels, and found that I had assembled a device that modeled how to optimize the deployment of injection molding machinery in the company's factories in England, France, and Germany. I took the cardboard thing to my boss and explained the options. He followed the logic, then took my cardboard model and tossed it in his briefcase. I wish I still had it. Where he was packing for a trip back to Europe, where he was to negotiate the solution with the various factory managers. That was it. Problem solved. In this case, not only was I healed of the confusion, but I was able to bring simple clarity to what had seemed confusing, and was able to share that simplicity with others. Afterward, I was quite aware that my prayerful consideration of the infinite idea of confusion was a different way of praying about negatives. That evening, I discussed it with a Christian Science friend, who confirmed my suspicion that I had indeed gone off the reservation. A few years later, after continued successes in practice, I put this realization into the simple expression that the meaning of every infinite word is good. It might be fair to say that this experience, for me, ushered in a whole new way of looking at things. I probably shouldn't say I've never been confused after that, but I can say I've been rejoicing in the infinite confusion of infinite love ever since. That's it. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.